This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Good afternoon, my friend, and welcome to high school baseball on this Friday afternoon. Terry Toad, along with Carl DeBars, we come to you from Team and Plumber Field at Litchfield High School, and it's Hillsboro versus Litchfield. Always a great matchup, and this is a conference game today for the Purple Panthers and for the Hilltoppers. And believe it or not, the sun is out.
Temporarily, at least.
But the
wind is really gusting today.
The wind is blowing out here at the baseball field. Meanwhile, the girls on the other side will have dust blowing into their face as they stand at home plate. So it's one of those crazy days. But, man, the wind is something that will have to be contended with this afternoon.
Yeah, it's definitely going to have an effect in both games, obviously. One, to help the ball leave the ballpark. That in our baseball game and, of course, softball. It's really going to be tough to pop one out here with the wind blowing, way over 30-mile-an-hour gusts.
Yeah. Well, let's check our starting lineups. First off, for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they are coached by Bob Allen. Toppers come in with a record of 7 wins, 4 losses. They're 2-0 in conference play. Caden Lemon will lead things off, and he'll be in right field today. Griffin King hits second. He'll be at shortstop. Alex Schreiber in the number 3 spot in center field. The catcher, Christian Hernandez, in the cleanup spot. Today's starting pitcher, Landon Carroll, hits in the number 5 spot. Jordan Gregg hits 6. He'll be in left field. The DH, Dalton Deming, hitting for Dylan McCamick, the third baseman, in the number 7 spot. Tanner Mullen hits 8th. He'll be at first base. And Nick Andre in the number 9 spot. He'll be at second base. For the Purple Panthers of Litchfield, coached by Chris Hedrick, Tanner Odle will be leading things off. He'll be at second base. Chase Lauderdale bats in the number 2 spot. He'll be in left field. Andrew De La Cruz hits in the number 3 spot. He'll be at shortstop. And Billy Beckham, starting pitcher today, will be hitting cleanup. Jacob Frericks hits 5th. He'll be in center field. Ty DeBrinick hits in the number 6 spot. He'll be at third base. Jacob Stokamp hits 7th. He'll be at first. The DH is Nick Brosh. He'll hit for Brady Bishop in the number 8 spot. Brady will be in right field. And Jake Jurgenen will do the catching today. He'll hit in the number 9 spot. So it's Litchfield versus Hillsboro, a South Central Conference battle. We'll come back for the first pitch of this ball game right after these messages. Let's set the defensive lineup for you. First off, for the Purple Panthers of Litchfield, Billy Beckham on the hill today. Jake Jurgenen, his battery mate. Ty DeBrennick's at third base. Andrew De La Cruz at shortstop, Tanner Odle at second, and Jacob Stokamp at first base. Chase Lauderdale's in left, Jacob Frericks in center, and Brady Bishop is in right field for the Purple Panthers, coached by Chris Hedrick and Rob Corso, a record of 4-2 overall, 2-0 in conference play. The Hilltoppers are 7-4 overall, 2-0 in conference play. They're coached by Bob Allen, Matt Burke, Evan Malloy, and Mike Rappe. Well, we had some sunshine earlier today, but the wind is the thing that's going to be making this a real circus to contend with as far as the fly balls to the outfield are concerned.
No doubt about it. We do have two pretty good-looking pitchers here early in the season as Billy Beckham is 2-0, and Carroll is 3-0 for the Toppers, who are, let's see, their overall record is 7-4 and 3-0 in the conference, and you got Litchfield at 4-2. And I don't know if we had the conference record, but they're 4-2. 2-0.
Yeah.
So both undefeated conference records so far. So pretty big battle here.
And here's Caden Lemon stepping in from the left side. The first batter of the game takes a called strike from our buddy Louie Lang, who's calling the balls and strikes today. Lemon's a junior, left-handed hitter, playing in right field today for the Hilltoppers. Here's the next pitch. A breaking pitch is a called strike 2. And it's quickly 0-2. We're going to like this strike zone today, aren't we, Carl?
I believe so.
Third baseman DeBrinick in on the grass at the corner. Here's a little slap to the left side, and the left fielder making a running catch is Chase Lauderdale, and Caden Lemon is retired for the first out of the ball game. And the batter will be Griffin King. Griffin's the shortstop today for the Hilltoppers. He's a junior, a right-handed hitter. We're just underway, first inning, top of the first, no score. One down, nobody on for the Toppers. Here's Billy Beckham's pitch. A curve ball's a called strike. Fellas, I'm going to tell you right now, you better be ready to use the bat today.
And I bet we did almost half our games with Louie.
Yeah.
Can't beat it, though. Consistent umpire.
Called strike two. That one caught the outside corner. Some hitting room in left center field for this batter, Griffin King. Alex Schreiber waiting on deck for the toppers. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. And King is down on strikes. Two down here in the top of the first inning for Hillsboro, and Schreiber will step to the plate. Alex is a senior. He's playing center field today for the Toppers, and he's a right-handed hitter. Toppers have the orange jerseys trimmed out in the black, gray pants. Purple Panthers with the purple jerseys trimmed out in the white with the white pants today. It's Hillsboro-Litchfield. It's always a fun matchup when these two get together. Here's the pitch. And that one's a called strike on the outside corner with a breaking pitch, and it's 0-1. Well, this pitcher has not thrown a ball yet.
That's efficiency.
Yep, next pitch. That's a little bit high, and it's one ball, one strike. You can hear the wind in our microphones here this afternoon. Although we're pretty protected, we can still hear that wind. Here's a pitch foul back to the screen. As Schreiber tried to catch up with the fastball. And it's one ball, two strikes. Christian Hernandez waiting on deck. If Schreiber can keep the inning going, he'll get a chance to bat here in the top of the first inning. Billy Beckham gets the sign from Jake Jurgena. And now time called by the home plate umpire. 320 down the left field line. I think it's 310 down the right field line. 400 to dead center. It's a poke to dead center. You get one out of the fence. Over the fence and center, you've hit the ball. And this next pitch fouled at the plate, and that caught the hand of Jake Jurgena, the Litchfield catcher. He's going to try to get some feeling back into that right hand. That ball was a breaking pitch, fouled off at the plate by Schreiber. Count remains a ball and two strikes. We will have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Here's the pitch from Beckham, and a high fly ball hit into center field out towards Jacob Frerichs, and Jacob has to leap to make the catch, but he does make the catch indeed, and the Hilltoppers go in order. After a half inning of play here at Litchfield, it's Hillsboro nothing and Litchfield coming to bat. Well, it's set the Hilltopper defense for you. Landon Carroll on the mound, a record of 3-0. He's a right-hander. Christian Hernandez doing the catching. Dylan McCamick at third base. Griffin King at short. Nick Andres at second. And Tanner Mullen at first. Jordan Gregg's in left. Alex Schreiber in center. And Caden Lemon in right field for the Hilltoppers. Of course, later on today, we'll have our Diamonds and Dogs play in the ball game, which is always... Well, last night it was our player of the game. As
not much doubt about that one.
Kai Hanner had an incredible night. 15 outs recorded, but 16 strikeouts in the game. And a no-hitter tossed. So pretty impressive by that young lady who's playing right behind us now while this baseball game is going on. So here's Tanner Odell in to lead it off for Litchfield, right-handed hitter. And he slaps the first pitch out into right center field, and that's down for a base hit. So Tanner didn't wait very long. The senior second baseman is aboard, and the batter will be Chase Lauderdale. Well, you've got, I believe, all four Montgomery County schools with winning records.
It's nice
so
to
if
see
we,
here.
It would be great to get the county baseball tournament in tomorrow.
It would be great.
It would be great.
Talks of the weather.
Yeah. And Odell down at first base. I don't know if there's a problem with the equipment or...
Taking the necklace off.
Ah, taking off the necklace. Okay. You had to be able to do that. In the meantime, the pitcher, Landon Carroll, will play a little pitch and catch just to keep things loosened up. Rob Corso, who's coaching over at first base, gets that medallion off of him. Chris Hedrick coaching at third base for Litchfield. And here's Chase Lauderdale, this left fielder. He's a senior right-handed hitter. So Odell singles to start the ball game for the Purple Panthers. We're on the bottom of the first inning. Toppers went in order. in the first half. So here's Carroll working from the stretch. Short lead by the runner. The pitch is up high for ball one. De La Cruz waiting on deck for Litchfield. And Billy Beckham in the hole for the Purple Panthers. 1-0 they count to Lauderdale. A step off and a throw to first base and the runner back safely. 1-0 is blowing out here at the ballpark at Tiemann Plummer Field. Good lead by the runner. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul off to the right side, and that evens up the count at 1-1. Boy, this is a good ballpark to come to, isn't it, Carl? We're really
great
blessed.
Great setup for us.
Yeah, great setup for us. And we've seen some improvements over the years of the facilities around the area. It's terrific. 1-1 they count to Lauderdale. The pitch, this one's up and away. And it's 2-1 on Chase. He's wearing the maximum number, 99. Because they don't allow triple digits. 2-1 the count on Lauderdale. From the stretch, here's the pitch from Carroll, and a bunt popped up. It's into no man's land, fielded by the third baseman to throw to first base safe. Well, the third baseman, McCamick, did what he could to make it close, but the throw was a little bit wide, and that's going to end up being a base hit.
So first thought that ball was going to get caught, but then it just kind of dropped in between that Bermuda Triangle area.
Yeah. So runners at first and second, and nobody out for the Purple Panthers, and the batter will be De La Cruz. And now he's going to walk down and talk to his coach at third base. So runners at first and second, and nobody out for the Purple Panthers. We're in the bottom of the first inning, no score. But the Panthers are trying to make some noise. De La Cruz is to the steps in on the left side, facing Landon Carroll. So Landon's in a bit of a pickle here in the opening inning. He checks the runners and delivers, and the first pitch is fouled out of play to the left side. Strike one. Andrew De La Cruz. We've seen this kid pick a few balls at shortstop, haven't we, Carl?
We have indeed.
1-1 the count to Andrew. Odell's at second, Lauderdale at first. The pitch, this one's down low, and a good block by the catcher Hernandez for Hillsboro. Keep that ball in front of him. 1-1 the count to De La Cruz. Carroll looks in for the sign. Runners lead away. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball hit well into center field. Drifting away from the center fielder. There's an extra base hit. At least one run will score. The Panthers are going to get two men home. And down to third base goes De La Cruz. Man, that kid can fly. And the Purple Panthers have taken a 2-0 lead.
The wind might have played a part in that hit too, Terry. Center fielder, I think, misjudged how far that ball was going to carry.
And right off the bat, we've got a possibility for a Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game. So a 2-0 lead for Litchfield, and the batter is Billy Beckham. Beckham hits with a runner at third base, still nobody out. Litchfield leading 2-0. Billy's the starting pitcher for Litchfield today. He's a junior, right-handed hitter, and he takes ball one outside. So De La Cruz with the triple. Into center field, driving home two. Jacob Frericks waiting on deck for Litchfield. Carroll checks, delivers, and the pitch is down low. And it's 2-0. Landon Carroll came into the game with a 3-0 mark. Here's the 2-0 pitch, a called strike, and it's 2-1. I suspect we're going to see a few more balls hit like that today before this thing's all over. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Billy Beckham. Foul back to the screen. And it's 2-2, and the Sun's trying to come out again. County Baseball Tournament tomorrow. if it gets played, we'll have the championship game for you about noon right here on WSMI FM 106.1. Semis are set for a couple hours ahead of that. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Popped up. Drifting to the right side. A play for Christian Hernandez, perhaps. Nope. Just out of play. Count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes to Billy Beckham. Jacob Frerichs waiting on deck. Can't remember a couple years ago, these kids were all freshmen and sophomores. Yes. And, you know,
fair amount of them were playing.
They were playing. They were kind of struggling, but, man, they've blossomed here.
De La Cruz had that range but didn't have the arm.
Yeah.
He's developed the arm since then.
Here's the 2-2 pitch to Beckham. Check swing. That one just missed outside. And the count is 3-2. Litchfield has gone on top 2-0. Have a runner at third. Still nobody out. And the 3-2 pitch from Landon Carroll is fouled out of play. Find podcasts of our broadcast on our website, WSMIRadio.com. And if you've tuned in on the internet through our friends at Network Sports, we welcome you to the broadcast tonight. The 3-2 pitch and a ground ball hit hard to the shortstop. Gobbled up there by Griffin King. The throw to first is in time and the run scores. And that makes it a 3-0 lead for Litchfield as Beckham drives in a run with the ground out. One down in the inning and Jacob Frerichs will be the batter. Jacob's a freshman. Left-handed hitter, playing center field today for the Purple Panthers. And Landon Carroll now with the bases empty will work from the full windup. Here's the pitch. There's a called strike and it's 0-1. Well, if you're Landon Carroll, you want to shut down the Panthers at this point and not allow any more than 3 runs.
Him with a lot of pitchers. The first inning is a lot of times the toughest to get through.
First in the fifth.
Yep.
There's a swing and a miss by Frerichs, and it's 0-2. And Landon Carroll looking for his first strikeout of the night. Frerichs just wants to put the ball in play with an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. And that one missed outside, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Ty DeBrunick waiting on deck for Litchfield. Another mild day temperature-wise. Got a breezy day and a called strike 3, and Frerichs is out on strikes. That one caught the inside corner. 2 down in the inning. And Ty DeBrunick will bat with the bases empty. And Litchfield, a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. DeBrunick's a senior, playing third base today for the Purple Panthers. Landon Carroll looks in for the sign. Here's the pitch. And this one is down low for 1. DeBrunick, a right-handed hitter, awaits the pitch from the righty Carroll. And this one misses away. And it's 2-0. Good thing we're tucked away in this press box, Carl. We'd be blowing halfway across the ballpark here today.
Already seen a cap or two get blown off.
Yeah. Next pitch misses outside, and the count goes to 3-0 on DeBrunick. This is the conference game. Both of these teams 2-0 in conference play. And a 3-0 pitch to DeBrunick. Here it comes, and that's 4. So a 2-out walk issue to Ty DeBrunick of Litchfield. And Jacob Stokamp will be the batter. Jacob's a senior, right-handed hitter. 3 runs home for Litchfield. 2 down, a runner at first base. Stokamp steps in. Carroll from the stretch steps off, throws to first base, and the runner back safely. Stokamp is the 7th man to hit here in the first inning for Litchfield. Runner has his lead, not going. The pitch is down low. And a good block by Christian Hernandez, the Hilltopper catcher. 1-0 the count on Jacob Stokamp. These two teams, I believe, are slated to meet in the first one of the semifinal games tomorrow at the county tournament. Next pitch. That one's a called strike. That's one ball, one strike. And that means Morrisonville and Nokomis in the other semifinal. They're playing those games at Hillsboro at the sports complex where they have multiple diamonds. Next pitch is up high, and it's 2-1. And we'll have the championship game broadcast about noontime for you here on FM 106. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Stokamp, and this one misses low and away. And the count is 3-1. Landon Carroll looks in for the sign. Dobrynek with his lead at first. Here comes the pitch. There's a called strike, and the count is full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, three runs home, a runner at first base for the Purple Panthers. He's off with the pitch, and the 3-2 pitch is a swing and a miss by Stokamp. And that ends the first inning. In the inning, Litchfield comes up with three runs on three hits. They strand a base runner. We played one, a team in Plummerfield at Litchfield. Your score is Litchfield 3, Hillsboro nothing. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Well, we go to the top of the second inning. And the Hilltoppers of Hillsboro will have Christian Hernandez, Landon Carroll, and Jordan Gregg do up against Billy Beckham. And what was the pitch differential between the two pitchers in that first inning, Carl?
Yeah, Billy, a very fine first inning, 8 pitches and a strikeout, where Landon Carroll had 28 pitches.
Wow.
With the walk and the hits. Three runs.
So here we go with Christian Hernandez, the Hillsboro catcher, leading things off in the top of the second inning. A 3-0 lead for Litchfield, and now the home plate umpire, Louis Lang, wants to come out and talk to the pitcher, Billy Beckham. Don't know what that was about. But the conversation is over. And we're ready to resume. And here's Christian Hernandez stepping in from the right side. He's a senior. Curveball and a high fly ball. Hit into short left field. Now it's drifting out towards the left fielder, and Chase Lauderdale makes the catch. One pitch, one out. And Hernandez is retired for Hillsboro, and the batter will be Landon Carroll. Landon steps in from the right side. He's a junior. A 3-0 lead for Litchfield. Hillsboro batting top of the second inning. Billy Beckham's pitch to Landon Carroll. His counterpart is a called strike. And it's 0-1. Beckham has been sharp here in the early going. Next pitch, curveball. Misses up high. And it's one ball, one strike. Jordan Gregg waiting on deck for the Toppers.
He had two outs before he threw a ball, didn't he? That first inning.
Next pitch. This one's up and away, and it's 2-1. Well, there was some concern about whether or not we'd get this game in this afternoon, but so far, so good. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul off to the right side is out of play. And two balls, two strikes to count. Good crowd on hand between the softball and the baseball players, parents, and fans. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a little looper into center field. A base hit. So that's the first hit of the day for Hillsboro, and it comes from Landon Carroll. So a runner at first and one down, and the batter will be Jordan Gregg, the junior left fielder. So Beckham will work from the stretch. Jordan, tall left-handed hitter, digs in, slightly open batting stance. Short lead by the runner. The pitch is up and away for ball one to Jordan Gregg. Dalton Deming, the DH, waiting on deck for the Toppers. Now Hillsborough trying to make some noise here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. That one's fouled, back and out of play. One ball, one strike, the count to Jordan Gray. Grass infield here at Tiemann Plumber Field. And keep this ballpark in fine, fine shape. Runner has his lead. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one's up and away, and it's 2-1. So Beckham was staked to a 3-0 lead. Carroll singled with one out. He's 2-1 on Jordan Gregg of Hillsboro. Beckham gets the sign he wants. Here's the pitch. And this one's fouled. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. And now Hilltopper coach Bob Allen's asking Louis Lang, the home plate umpire, to go talk to his countermate or his counterpart out on the base paths. And they're going to award the runner first base on catcher's interference. So E2 on the play. So the Toppers have runners at first and second. And that will bring up Dalton Deming, the number 7 hitter, and he represents the tying run. And now Chris Hedrick is going to come out and talk with the umpires about the call. But as Greg swung the bat, his bat struck the catcher's mitt, and that's catcher's interference. So Carroll's at second, Greg is on at first. And here's Dalton Deming. He's a senior, a right-handed hitter. Here's a pitch from Billy Beckham. Curveball drops in for a called strike. 0-1 they count on Dalton Deming. Runners lead away at first and second. The next pitch from Beckham. Is a shot into right center. This is going to get down, and it's going to be extra bases. One run is home for the Hilltoppers. They're going to hold up the other runner at third base. So Landon Carroll comes around to score the first run of the day for the Hilltoppers. Greg ends up at third. And down to second base is Dalton Deming. The 2 hits in the inning, and now the tying runs are in scoring position for Hillsboro as Tanner Mullen steps in from the left side. He's a sophomore. Runners at second and third, and one out for the Toppers. They now trail 3-1 here in the top of the second inning. Mullen, the sophomore first baseman, pops this one up. This could be a circus. Second baseman battling it, and Tanner Odell makes the catch. Nice job by Tanner Odell. He retired the other Tanner Mullen. 2 down in the inning, and the batter will be Nick Andre. Nick is a sophomore playing second base today. He has a 2-out RBI opportunity for the Toppers. And Billy Beckham wants to shut it down right here. And the first pitch is a curveball up high for ball one. The Toppers are on the board, trailing 3-1, batting in the top of the second. Greg is at third, Deming is at second, 2 down. Here's the 1-0 pitch, outside, back to the screen. That's going to make it a 3-2 ball game. As Jordan Greg scurries home from third base on the wild pitch. And down to third goes Dalton Deming. And the count goes to 2-0. Well, it's Hillsboro Litchfield. We're kind of used to this, aren't we?
Battling back and forth.
Yeah. Here's the 2-0 pitch outside. And the count is 3-0. Top of the batting order, Caden Lemon waiting on deck for the Toppers. Deming's at third with 2 out. Here's a pitch from Billy Beckham. And that is a called strike, and it's 3-1. As Andre was taken all the way. Nick Andre, batting in the number 9 spot, We've seen these guys in the bottom part of the order do damage before. Here's the next pitch. Down low is ball four. So Andre draws a two-out walk, and that puts runners at the corners, and he just takes off and takes off down to second base. So now the Toppers have two runners in scoring position. We see that a lot in softball.
Yeah.
Not so much in baseball, but Nick just kept running. And he ran to first and took off down to second. And back to Caden Lemon at the top of the hill, Topper batting order. Billy Beckham working from the full windup, and the pitch for Caden Lemon is up and away for ball one.
Looked to me like Billy could have fired to second and got the out. I don't think the runner could have stopped, worrying about the runner coming home.
Here's the next pitch, and there's a call of strike. And it's one and one. Caden Lemon, the seventh man to bat here in the inning for Hillsboro, as the Toppers have cut the Litchfield lead to 3-2 and have two runners in scoring position. The pitch, swing and a shot into right field. That is caught by the right fielder, Brady Bishop, and that ends the inning. But in the inning, the Toppers come up with a couple of runs with the help of a couple of hits. They strand two. We played an inning and a half here at Team and Plummer Field at Litchfield High School. Your score, Litchfield 3, Hillsboro 2. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Litchfield leads Hillsboro 3-2. Litchfield batting here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll have the 8, 9, and 1 batters due up. Nick Brosh, the DH, followed by Jake Jurgenham, and then Tanner Odell. So Landon Carroll now trailing by a run as his mates got him a couple of runs in that top half of the inning. And the first pitch is a check swing and a called strike to Nick Brosh. Nick's a sophomore right-handed hitter, leading it off for the Purple Panthers. Landon Carroll nods his head yes. Here's the next pitch, a curveball, called strike two. That one caught the inside corner. And Landon Carroll, looking for his first strikeout of the day. He's ahead in the count, 0-2 to Nick Brosh. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss.
And he got
Brosh,
it.
Brosh is down on strikes for the first out here in the bottom of the second inning. The batter will be Jake Jurgenham, the catcher. Jake's a junior. Bats with one down, nobody on. Litchfield leading 3-2 here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Fouled, and that one caught home plate umpire Louis Lang. I think it caught him on the hand. And this is going to take a moment or two to try to get some feeling back into that hand or that arm, that right hand, right arm. One strike to count on Jurgenham. Now everybody mills around just waiting for some feeling to come back into the hand or the arm of Louis Lang. Louis says, I think we're ready to go. Here comes the catcher, Christian Hernandez, back to his position behind home plate.
Bad thing, Terry, in a lot of games you watch, it seems like it repeats itself and hits you in about the same spot later in the game.
Yeah. Been there, done that. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Jake Jurgenham. This one's up high with a fastball, and it's one ball, one strike. Tanner Odell waiting on deck for Litchfield. Landon Carroll is ready to work. Here's the pitch. This one's down and in. 2-1 the count. I remember umpiring, and always just to tell the catcher, your main job is to protect me as an umpire.
Don't let it get through.
Don't let it get through. Whatever you do, just don't let it get through. Here's the 2-1 pitch. This one's outside, and it's 3-1. Jurgenham ahead in the count. Could be looking dead red here for a fastball. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and he takes a called strike. That makes it 3-2. Well, the clouds have rolled in here at Team and Plummer Field. 3-2 pitch to Jurgano on the way, and that's ball four up high.
Carroll's second walk.
So a runner at first base and one down for Litchfield. Litchfield leading 3-2, batting here in the bottom of the second. There's Tanner Odle. He singled and scored last inning. One of three runs the Panthers put on the board. So Landon Carroll works from the stretch again. Jurgano with his lead at first. Carroll to the stretch, the pitch, and Christian Hernandez made a terrific block on a pitch that was wide of the plate and kept the base runner at first base. 1-0 the count on Tanner Odle. Litchfield started the game off with three hits. And all three of the first batters scored last inning for the Purple Panthers. 2-0 the count now on Tanner Odle. Here's the next pitch. And this one is a ball, and it's 3-0. As Odle was showing bunt and pulled back. Landon Carroll from the stretch. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Called strike. 3-1. Chase Lauderdale waiting on deck for Litchfield. Short lead by the runner at first. The 3-1 delivery. Ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Landon Carroll. Total of three on the day now. And here's Lauderdale. Chase singled and scored his first time up. Litchfield leading 3-2. Bottom of the second inning. Litchfield with runners at first and second and one out. And the senior Lauderdale steps in from the right side. Landon Carroll to the stretch. Here's the pitch to Chase. It's up high for ball one, a breaking pitch that didn't do much.
Missing by a lot here on a lot of these pitches, mm-hmm. Terry. First batter looks sharp.
Yep.
Struggled since.
1-0 the count to Chase Lauderdale. Next pitch from Landon Carroll. There's a ground ball to the second baseman. Grab there. He spins, throws to first, out. That's a terrific play by Nick Andre. Paul was hit off to the side, and he made the catch, spun completely around and threw Lauderdale out at first base. That moves the runners up to second and third. Two down in the inning now for Litchfield, and the batter is Andrew De La Cruz, who's had the big hit thus far today. And the pitch to Andrew is a called strike on the outside corner. He drove home two runs with a triple in the first inning. He's got two more RBIs sitting out there for him. Landon Carroll doesn't want him to do it a second time today. Here's a swing and a miss by Andrew, and it's 0-2. 2-1, two out. 3-2 lead Litchfield, bottom of the second inning. 0-2 the count on Andrew De La Cruz. And the 0-2 pitch. Called strike three. That one caught the outside corner. In the inning, no runs. Couple of walks. Two base runners left stranded. Litchfield has stranded three on the day. We played two innings here at Tiemann Plummer Field. Your score, Litchfield 3, Hillsboro 2. Back with more baseball in just a moment. We go to the top of the third inning. Litchfield leads Hillsboro 3-2. And Hillsboro will have Griffin King, Alex Schreiber, Christian Hernandez, the 2, 3, and 4 batters due up against Billy Beckham. Here's the first pitch from Beckham to Griffin King. A breaking pitch misses outside for ball one. Griffin King, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Leading it off here in the third. Here's the next pitch from Beckham. Foul back to the screen. DeBrinnick's at third for Litchfield. De La Cruz at short. Odle at second, Stokamp at first. Lauderdale, Frerichs, Bishop in the outfield, Jurgano catching. One ball, one strike, the count to Griffin King of Hillsboro. Here's the pitch from Beckham. Curveball and a high fly ball into left field, out to Lauderdale. Chase has made the catch. So Griffin King retired for the second time today. And the batter is Alex Schreiber. Schreiber flew out to the center fielder his first time up. He bats with one down and nobody on. Toppers trailing 3-2 here in the top of the third inning. Montgomery County Baseball Tournament set for tomorrow. Games at Hillsboro will have the championship game on the radio beginning about noon. Here on WSMI FM 106, and a ground ball base hit into left field for Alex Schreiber. That is the third hit of the day for the Hilltoppers. And the batter will be Christian Hernandez. Hernandez flew out to left field his first time up. He's the cleanup hitter. So the Toppers have the tying run aboard at first base. Hernandez, right-handed hitter, has his lead. There's a pitch from Beckham, and there's a called strike. 0-1 the count on Christian Hernandez. Short lead by the runner at first. Here's the next pitch. A breaking pitch misses up high, and it's 1-1. Landon Carroll waiting on deck for Hillsboro. Beckham working from the stretch. Glances over his shoulder to the runner at first. Now comes to the stretch and delivers, and there's a called strike. 1-2 on Christian Hernandez. They play this batter to pull. Here's the next delivery. This one's skied. A mile high, maybe a play for the catcher. Now the pitcher comes in, and Billy Beckham in foul territory right in front of the fence makes the catch, and Christian Hernandez is retired.
Don't see the pitcher make that play very often, coming all the way into foul territory.
I'm not sure that the catcher, Jake Jurgina, saw it.
Time he saw it, I think it was too late.
Yeah.
It was one of those deals he wasn't going to catch it.
So Billy Beckham backing him up that time. That's two down in the inning, and here's Landon Carroll. He singled and scored last inning. Toppers trailing 3-2, have a runner at first and two down, and Landon hits a fly ball into right field, and the right fielder makes the call, and Brady Bishop makes the catch, and the inning is over. In the inning, no runs ahead, a base runner left stranded. Toppers have stranded three on the day. We go to the home half of the third inning. And your scores, Litchfield 3, Hillsboro 2. It is a 3-2 lead for Litchfield as the Panthers will bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Billy Beckham, Jacob Frericks, and Ty DeBrennick do up. And Landon Carroll back to the mound to work for the Hilltoppers. Beckham, a ground-out victim his first time up. Facing Carroll for the second time today. And Landon starts him off with a curveball that drops in for a called strike. Beckham did drive in a run with the ground out back in the first inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one back to the screen. 1-1. A breezy day across mid-Illinois. We had some sun earlier in the afternoon, but it has since disappeared. Here's a 1-1 pitch, and this one's fouled off to the right side, out of play. 1-2. Tony Comis going into play today, undefeated. They were 8-0. Morrisonville won again last night, so I believe they are 8-6 now.
A lot of winning records, like you say.
Yep. Breaking pitch misses. 2-2. So it'd be great to get the county tournament in tomorrow. We hope Mother Nature cooperates with us. And, of course, the county baseball tournament at the creation of the late Chick Bishop, who will have his celebration of life tomorrow from 1 to 7 at the Litchfield Community Center. This pitch hit off to the right side and is going to go out of play. County tournament started back in 1974.
Then the snows came.
Yeah.
And the rains.
And the rains.
And then a few good years here and there.
It seems to go like you know, 4 or 5 years good weather and 4 or 5 years bad weather. And,
cold, rainy, snow even.
Yeah. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Billy Beckham, and Beckham, a one-hopper to the third baseman. McCamick throws to first base, and Beckham is retired 5-3. And Jacob Frerichs will be the batter. Jacob, a strikeout victim his first time up. So one out, nobody on. Litchfield leading 3-2, batting in the bottom of the third inning. Landon Carroll nods his head yes, so he got the sign he wants, and here's the pitch, and a little number. Hit out to the second baseman right off the handle, and Nick Andre makes the catch, and that's two down.
Well, that's what the doctor ordered for Landon Carroll, because his pitch count has been getting up. He is right over 50-plus pitches already.
Yeah.
He needs a few of those one-pitch outs.
And here's Ty DeBrinick. Ty drew a walk his first time up back in the first inning. He bats with the bases empty and two down. Litchfield 3, Hillsborough 2. We're in the bottom of the third. The pitch is a fly ball in the left center. That's going to get down. That's going to be probably two for Ty DeBrinick. He makes the turn at first. Here comes the throw back in. It's not in time. So a two-out double by Ty DeBrinick. That is the fourth hit of the day for Litchfield. And the batter is Jacob Stokamp. Stokamp, a strikeout victim, his first time up. A runner at second and two down for Litchfield. Stokamp's a senior, right-handed hitter. He digs in. Landon Carroll glances back to the runner at second and pitches, and this one's into the dirt, back to the screen, and down to third base goes Ty DeBrinick. A wild pitch allows DeBrinick to move up to third base.
Miller could score him.
Yep.
I was going to say it was good hustle and the right thing to do to go for the second, especially with two outs already.
Yeah.
Get in that scoring position right away.
And here's a pitch to Stokamp. And he hits this one right up the middle for a base hit and an RBI. As DeBrinick walks home with the fourth run of the day for Litchfield. That's the fifth hit of the day for the Purple Panthers. Stokamp has his first ribby on the day. And the batter is Nick Brosh. Nick, a strikeout victim, his first time up. So it's a 4-2 lead for Litchfield as the Panthers bat here in the bottom of the third. Brosh, a right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss by Nick for strike one. Pretty much straight away in the Hilltopper outfield. For this hitter, he's the DH, and he pops this one up. And I think Landon Carroll says, guys, let me have it, and he's got it. So that's the third out of the inning. In the inning, one run, two hits, a base runner left stranded. Litchfield has stranded four on the day. We played three complete here at Team and Plumber Field at Litchfield High School. Your score, Litchfield 4, Hillsborough 2. More high school baseball coming up in just a moment. It's a 4-2 lead for Litchfield as we go to the top of the fourth inning. And Hillsborough will have Jordan Gregg, Dalton Deming, and Tanner Mullen due up, the 6, 7, and 8 batters, working against Billy Beckham. Beckham has struck out one, walked one today. And he faces the left-handed hitting Jordan Gregg. And the first pitch fouled out of play for strike one. Jordan scored one of the two runs that Hillsborough has on the board. He did that back in the second inning. He got aboard with the catcher's interference call and came around to score. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's strike two.
So through three innings, pitch count, Billy Beckham 35 pitches and Landon Carroll 58. So. Lands a little dangerous pace.
Next pitch is down and in to the left-handed hitting Jordan Gregg, and it's one ball, two strikes. Beckham gets the sign he wants. Here's the 1-2 delivery, a curveball and a swing and a miss, and Gregg is down on strikes. Second strikeout of the day for Billy Beckham of Litchfield. And the batter will be Dalton Deming, the DH for Hillsboro. Dalton doubled home a run his first time up back in the second inning. We will have our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game coming up at the end of the broadcast, brought to you by Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro, the best double play combination in town, where you can get in-house jewelry repair and talk to Dennis about the Purina Pro Plan for man's best friend. There's a breaking pitch that misses down low for ball one on Dalton Deming. Deming's a right-handed hitter. Here's the next pitch from Beckham. There's a called strike. That one was a curveball that dropped in and caught the inside corner. It's one ball, one strike.
Good late break on it.
They hit him room in left center field for this batter. Here's the next pitch, and he has to duck out of the way. And it's 2-1. This has been a pretty good pace as far as the ball game is concerned today.
Especially with 6 runs scored already.
Yeah. Next pitch is way outside, and it's 3-1 on Dalton Deming. Tanner Mullen waiting on deck for the toppers. Deming looking for a good pitch on 3-1. Fouls it back to the screen. He got his pitch, just couldn't center it up.
Got the pretty good cut at it, just not quite right.
3 balls, 2 strikes on Dalton Deming. And Beckham is ready to work. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. And down on strikes is Deming. That's the second strikeout of the inning. Third of the day for Beckham. And Tanner Mullen will be the batter. Tanner is the sophomore first baseman, left-handed hitter. He bats with 2 down, nobody on. Hillsboro trailing 4-2. Batting here in the top of the 4th inning. And Beckham's pitch up high. Nick Andre is waiting on deck for the toppers. Here's the next pitch. This is a swing and a miss by Mullen. And it's 1 ball, 1 strike. Beckham is ready. The 1-1 delivery. Up and away, and it's 2-1. And the next delivery from Beckham is a check swing. That breaking pitch down inside, and now they're going to ask for some help from the first base umpire. And he says a strike, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Sit down, Bob. Sit down, coach.
And here's what Bob Allen's talking to the umpire about. He says he's a left-handed hitter. How can you tell at first base that he came around? And that's what the discussion is about right now. And this discussion is over. Count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes on Tanner Mullen. Mullen will step back in. Beckham gets his sign and the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. So Beckham strikes out the side. The toppers go in order in the top of the 4th inning. After 3.5 at Team and Plummer Field at Litchfield High School. It's Litchfield 4, Hillsboro 2. Back with more baseball in a moment. Bottom of the 4th inning we go. Litchfield leading Hillsboro 4-2. Litchfield will have the 9, 1, and 2 batters due up. Jake Jurgena, Tanner Odell, and Chase Lauderdale. Landon Carroll. Back to the hill for Hillsboro. And he'll face Jurgena. First pitch to Jake is a called strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Jurgena drew a walk his first time up back in the second inning. Here's the next pitch from Landon Carroll to Jake Jurgena. Curveball foul back to the screen. It's 0-2. Christian Hernandez catching for Hillsboro. Dylan McCamick at third. Griffin King at short. Nick Andre at second. Tanner Mullen at first. Jordan Gregg in left, Alex Schreiber in center, and Caden Lemon in right field for the toppers. Carroll Looking for strikeout number two. Here's the pitch, and that didn't miss by much. And it's one ball, two strikes. Odell to follow, and then Lauderdale for Litchfield. Now the skies are darkening up a bit. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Landon Carroll, and this one's down low, and it's 2-2. Four runs, five hits, an error for Litchfield. They've stranded four. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Hillsborough. They've stranded three today. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-2 the count on Jake Jurgena, leading it off for Litchfield. The pitch, swing and a miss, and Jake is down on strikes.
Carroll's second of the ball game, go along with the three walks.
And here's Tanner Odell. Odell singled and scored in the first. Walked and was stranded in the second. He bats with one out, nobody on. And Litchfield leading 4-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Tanner's a senior, right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch from Landon Carroll. This one's down low for ball one. Litchfield 4-2 on the season, 2-0 in conference play. Hillsborough 7-4 on the season, 2-0 in conference play. And if Mother Nature cooperates, we'll have the championship game of the Montgomery County Tournament tomorrow at noon here on WSMI FM 106. We'll also stream the game online at WSMIRadio.com. They've got multiple diamonds they can play on at the same games at the same time at Hillsborough. And here's a high fly ball into center. Schreiber on the run, and Alex makes a nice running catch in left center field. Two down in the inning, and Chase Lauderdale will come to the plate. Chase singled and scored in the first, grounded out in the second, bats with two outs, nobody on. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Litchfield leading 4-2. Landon Carroll trying to find an easy inning here. Here's the pitch. He's thrown a lot of pitches thus far today.
Yes. So far, this has been by far his easiest inning.
First pitch to Lauderdale is down low for a ball. Here's the next pitch from Carroll. Called strike, and it's 1-1. Andrew De La Cruz is waiting on deck. One ball, one strike to count. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off the mask of home plate umpire Louis Lang. And the count is one ball, two strikes. That rattled the cage a little bit.
That's two on him.
Yeah.
One arm, one face.
One ball, two strikes to count on Chase Lauderdale.
You almost know you're going to get a third before this game's over.
Yeah, you just got to have a feeling. Landon Carroll's 1-2 pitch to Lauderdale. Ooh. Breaking pitch misses, and it's 2-2.
A good break. A little too low, though.
I don't believe the Panthers have gone in order today. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Misses down low, and it's a full count.
In fact, he had what looked to be a good inning last time, and then back-to-back hits, a double and a single, but home a quick run.
So, three balls, two strikes on Chase Lauderdale. Here's the pitch from Landon Carroll. Swing and a miss, and it turns out to be a 1-2-3 inning for Litchfield. After four complete here at Team and Plummer Field at Litchfield High School, Litchfield 4, Hillsborough 2. More baseball is coming up. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Litchfield leading Hillsborough 4-2, and a new pitcher for Litchfield. Andrew De La Cruz comes in, and he will face Nick Andre, Caden Lemon, and Griffin King, the 9-1 and 2 players in the batting order as we try to straighten out the rest of the defensive alignment here. So here's Andre. Nick drew a walk his first time up, facing the right-hander, Andrew De La Cruz. Here's a pitch, and this one is outside for ball one. Andre's a sophomore, playing second base today. Made a nice defensive play earlier in the ball game. Odell's moved. Well, He's still at second, it looks like, isn't he? There's a pitch fouled out of play. Too far away, I can't see. There you go. Is that what you're looking for? That probably helps the roster.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike to count on Nick Andre as Andrew De La Cruz winds and fires. And here's a pop-up right side. Maybe a play, and it's going to go out of play. And the count goes to one ball, two strikes. So Billy Beckham's day is done as far as pitching is concerned.
Jeremy Frazier went second.
Okay.
As Tanner Oler moved over to short.
All righty.
At least that's the way I think it is. And it does look right. I did see the number.
That looks right, yeah. Yeah, now that you mention it. Here's the next pitch. Breaking pitch misses, and it's two balls, two strikes. It's one of the drawbacks of high school baseball where sometimes you don't get the information. Although Louis Lang was trying to holler it up to us.
Couldn't hear.
Couldn't hear it. Here's a pop-up to the shortstop, Tanner Odell, and he makes the catch. So one down, and the batter is Caden Lemon. He represents the top of the batting order for the Hillsboro. Toppers are trailing 4-2. We're in the top of the fifth inning. One down, nobody on, and Lemon steps in from the left side. Caden is 0-2 on the day. This will be his first at-bat against Andrew De La Cruz. Wide open batting stance from the left side. Here's the pitch. He tries to bunt and fouls it for strike one.
Hey, you wonder, Billy, I had unofficially about 50 pitches, Terry, so that might allow, and I don't know, they have some different rules, so
yeah.
Probably allows him to pitch again in a couple days or something to that effect.
One strike to count to the left-handed hitting Caden Lemon, the junior right fielder for Hillsboro. Here's the next pitch. And Caden takes a called strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. So Frazier's in at second base, and Odell moves from second to short as De La Cruz moves from short to the pitcher's mound for Litchfield. Here's the 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Lemon's down on strikes, and that's the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for De La Cruz and the fifth for Litchfield pitching. And the batter is Griffin King. Griffin's 0-2 on the day. He's struck out, flown out. Bats with two down, nobody on. Hillsboro trailing 4-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. Griffin King, he's a junior. He's ready. Andrew De La Cruz is ready. Here's the pitch, and a fastball misses up high for ball one. And the next pitch to King on the way. This one blown away. 2-0. Alex Schreiber waiting on deck. Toppers have stranded three base runners on the day. They trail 4-2, batting in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball hit very well into center field. This one is over the head of the center fielder, Jacob Frericks. And in to second base with a two-out double is Griffin King.
That one he gave a long ride to. As you say, 400 to center. That was probably had to carry about 375, 80 feet just to get to the fence on one hop.
That is the fourth hit of the day for the Hilltoppers. So that brings the tying run to the plate in the person of Alex Schreiber. Schreiber is a senior. Right-handed hitter. He is 1-2 on the day, and the pitch from De La Cruz is down low for ball one.
Billy, okay, that's where Billy went. Went to center.
So Beckham went to center? Okay.
And Jacob Frericks went to right.
Okay. So that takes Bishop out of the off the field,
so.
Okay. Next pitch is a ball, and it's 2-0. On Alex Schreiber. Runner at second is Griffin King. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul, backing out of play. And the count is Two balls and a strike. A two-out double from King. As the Toppers try to make some noise here in the top of the fifth inning. Schreiber, the number three hitter in the Hilltopper lineup, awaits the 2-1 pitch. Swings and foul tips it into the mitt. And that makes it two balls and two strikes. Christian Hernandez waiting on deck. Toppers would love to see him at the plate. And De La Cruz wants nothing to do with him. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. This is a big pitch in this inning. Curveball. This one's fouled off to the right side, out of play.
And you know the Toppers love to get within just one run.
Mm-hmm.
It could do that here.
We'll have our Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game coming up at the conclusion of the broadcast today. Runner at second leads away. Second baseman Frazier's actually on the bag trying to hold him there. The pitch is outside and the count is full now on Alex Schreiber. So the Toppers are trailing 4-2. We're in the top of the fifth, two outs, a runner at second, and a 3-2 count on Alex Schreiber. Andrew De La Cruz to the stretch. The 3-2 payoff pitch is a high fly ball, hit very well into right center field, and a long run by Billy Beckham. He can't come up with it. The run will score. And an error on the center fielder after a long run. Boy, you hate to give somebody an error for a long run like that. But like that's what happened.
In the glove and kind of stumbled and lost it.
So a run is home for the Hilltoppers. That makes it a 4-3 ball game. That is the second error of the day for Litchfield. And the tying run's in scoring position, and Christian Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez is 0 for 2 on the day, and they're going to give him an intentional walk. And that'll put runners at first and second with two down. And Landon Carroll will be the batter. So the Hilltopper pitcher will have a chance to help his own cause. As Hillsborough has battled back to a 4-3, back to within one run at 4-3. And they have Schreiber at second, Hernandez at first, two down. Chris Hedrick, the head coach for Litchfield, comes out and has a confab around the mound. He wants to make sure everybody's on the same page here. If you're wearing a Purple Panther jersey, as Landon Carroll, who singled and scored in the second, flew out in the third, comes to the plate. Runners at first and second for Hillsborough. Toppers are back to within a run at 4-3. Noah Cruz looks into his battery mate, Jake Jurgena. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch. And a pop-up. Right side should end the inning. And the second baseman, Jeremy Frazier, makes the catch. And the inning is over. In the inning, though, the Toppers come up with one run with the help of a base hit and an error. They strand a base runner. They've left four on the day. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Litchfield 4, Hillsborough 3. A 4-3 lead for Litchfield. Litchfield bats here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be Andrew De La Cruz, Billy Beckham, and Jacob Frericks. The 3, 4, and 5 batters due up for the Purple Panthers. And back to the hill goes Landon Carroll for Hillsborough. De La Cruz on the day. Tripled home a couple of runs, scored a run, and has struck out. And he leads it off here in the bottom of the fifth, and the first pitch is outside for ball one. Andrew's a senior. Left-handed hitter, slightly open batting stance. Here's a pitch from Carroll. This one's down low, and it's 2-0. Scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Here's the next pitch. And a fly ball hit in the opposite field, out into left, and after losing his cap, Jordan Gregg makes the catch. Dela Cruz is retired. One down, and here's Billy Beckham. Beckham with an RBI on the day on a ground out in the first inning. He also grounded out in the third. And he bats with one down and nobody on, and Litchfield with a 4-3 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Lots of hitting room in right center field.
And our wind died down considerably, Terry.
And a breaking pitch misses way inside to Beckham for ball one. Yeah. What happened to that wind?
Just like they shut the switch off the big fan. It's gone.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Beckham takes a called strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast today here on WSMI-FM 106. Jennifer Graham producing our broadcast tonight. Here's the 1-1 delivery, a swing and a foul at the plate, and it's one ball, two strikes.
But she got to enjoy the Cardinal game yesterday.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to watch a game when they score a lot of runs.
Yeah. Something they don't do very often.
Doesn't seem like it.
And the 1-2 pitch to Beckham. Fouled off to the right side. One came right off the top of his bat. Count remains a ball and two strikes on Billy Beckham. Jacob Frerichs waiting on deck. I want to thank our friends here at Litchfield for their hospitality. Always fun to come to Team and Plumber Field and do baseball. Here's the next pitch and a ground ball foul outside of third base. Maybe some dry weather next week, Carl.
Use that maybe.
Farmers will be going crazy trying to get things worked up. So maybe get some crops in the field. Here's the pitch. Curveball, fly ball into center. Out to Schreiber, and Alex makes the catch. Two down, and there's Jacob Frerichs. Frerichs 0 for 2 on the day. Jacob struck out in the first, popped out in the third. He bats with two down and nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth. And Litchfield leading 4-3 over Hillsboro. Here's the pitch. Down and in for ball one. Jacob Frerichs, a freshman, a left-handed hitter. Here's the next pitch from Landon Carroll. There's a called strike. And it's 1-1. Next delivery from Carroll. On the way. This one is down and in as he lost his cap as he delivered the pitch. 2-1. Either the wind gusted back up or Landon just lost his hat.
Big kickback.
Here's the 2-1 delivery. Up high. Count goes to 3-1 on Jacob Frerichs. Tied to Brennick waiting on deck. Three and one the count on Frerichs. Carroll's delivery is ball four. A two-out walk.
Fourth walk in the ballgame.
And DeBrennick will bat with a runner at first and two down. Ty walked in the first, doubled and scored in the third. And he has a chance to help the Purple Panthers make some noise here in the home half of the fifth. And he'll have to do it with two out.
You got Landon Terry at 84 pitches, so that's kind of a tire zone for a lot of pitchers when they get in those 80s.
Here's the pitch. Misses outside for ball one. DeBrennick's a senior, a right-handed hitter. It's been a good ball game this afternoon. Carroll looks in for the sign, short lead by the runner at first. Batter squares to bunt, takes a strike. The runner goes. The throw is not in time. Gets through on into center field and down to third base goes Jacob Frerichs. Now they're going to wave him home. Here comes the throw home. It's offline. And the Purple Panthers pick up a gift run.
Well, there's your hustle run of the game for sure.
Wow. That could be our Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game.
gives that Panthers back that two-run lead, 5-3. Litchfield over the Toppers right now.
So an error on the throw through, and then another throwing error coming back the other direction. So that's two errors for Hillsboro, and that makes it a 5-3 lead for Litchfield. And a 1-1 count on DeBrinnick, and the next pitch is down low, and that makes it 2-1. So the Purple Panthers have tacked on a run here in the fifth inning as Frerichs did his Country Slaughter imitation. Racing from home. Racing from second base all the way home. Two balls, two strikes they count to Ty DeBrinnick. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled back to the screen. I guess Country Slaughter actually scored from first on a base hit, so that's not quite the analogy I was looking for. That's what happens when you get old. You mix things up once in a while.
Basically, stole second, third, and home. Yeah. All in one play.
Yeah. Here's the next pitch, and this is a foul off to the right side, out of play.
With the assistance of the two throwing errors, yep, by the Toppers, who I think were errorless free the whole game.
Yes, they
and
were.
And made some good plays throughout the game.
But that's just how quick things happen in baseball. 2-2 the count on DeBrinnick. The next pitch from Landon Carroll is a called strike three. And that ends the inning. In the inning, one run. No hits, two errors. Nobody left stranded. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Your score is Litchfield 5, Hillsboro 3. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Barry Toad, Carl DeBar back at Team and Plummer Field at Litchfield High School. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Litchfield has a 5-3 lead over Hillsboro. And Hillsboro will lead things off with Jordan Gregg. He'll be followed by Dalton Deming and then Tanner Mullen. And Andrew Dela Cruz back to the hill for Litchfield. He's got an additional run to work with. Here's a pitch and a opposite field base hit for Jordan Gregg. That's his first hit of the day. Fifth hit of the day for the Hilltoppers. And the tying run comes to the plate in Dalton Deming. Deming has doubled and struck out today. It's a 5-3 Litchfield lead. Hillsboro batting. Top of the sixth inning. Gregg with a short lead at first. Deming's the DH. He's a senior right-handed hitter. A check on the runner. The pitch from Dela Cruz is a ground ball. Could be two. Shortstop boots it, picks it up, throws to first base, not in time. Tanner Odell couldn't come up with it. And everybody safe. E6 that time. That is the third error of the day for the Purple Panthers. And now the tying runs are on base for Hillsboro. And it looks like the Toppers may be finding a pinch hitter here. And Drew Willman. Willman's a freshman. Drew Willman, a freshman, batting here in the sixth inning. He is pinch hitting for Tanner Mullen. Mullen is 0-2 on the day. So Willman will bat in his spot. Gregg's at second. Deming's on at first. Toppers are trailing 5-3. We're in the top of the sixth inning. And here's Drew Willman, the freshman, a right-handed hitter. Facing the senior, Andrew Dela Cruz, pitching for Litchfield here in the sixth inning. The runners lead away. The pitch to Willman. Pops it up. Maybe a play behind home plate. Dropped by the catcher, Jake Jurgena. He was dealing with the wind. It turns out to be a strike. Hate to give an error on that one with the wind like it was.
And catcher, yeah. Yep. A lot of times they won't on a strike there.
Yep. So one strike to count on Willman. We'll see if
Nope.
That helps the Hilltoppers.
We could say theoretically there probably should be two outs in this inning.
And a bunt attempt is fouled. And the count is 0-2 on Wellman. He was trying to move both base runners into scoring position. Litchfield 5, Hillsboro 3, top of the sixth. Hillsboro batting, two on, nobody out. And two strikes the count on Wellman. Nick Andre due up next for the Hilltoppers. De La Cruz to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Wellman, a hard hit ball. Fair down the third baseline. One run will score. They may score two runs on this play. The Toppers are going to tie this ball game up. Wellman with a pinch hit double. How about that?
Shot her right down the line, Terry, and it rolls all the way to the wall. Wow, big hit.
And that ties the game at five. So Wellman with a big hit for the Hilltoppers.
And that's after he failed on two bunt attempts. Amazing how that works sometimes.
Yes, it does. And the foul ball that was not caught. So the Toppers have tied it up here in the top of the sixth inning. And looks like another pinch hitter, Ty White, will bat. He's a junior. Number 11, Ty White, to the plate, batting here in the sixth. So you've got Wellman down at second base with nobody out, and White pinch hitting for Nick Andre. And it's a 5-5 ball game. And aren't you glad you stuck around for this broadcast tonight, huh? So De La Cruz working with a runner at second. White is ready. The pitch is down low for ball one. Top of the batting order, Caden Lemon waiting on deck for the Toppers. 1-0 the count on Ty White. He's a right-handed hitter. The 1-0 pitch, he squares to bunt, right back to the pitcher. Throw to first base is in time, and the sacrifice works. So White sacrifices, play goes 1-3. One down, and down to third base goes Drew Wellman. And the batter is Caden Lemon. Lemon is 0-for-3 on the day.
Haven't seen a squeeze play all year, Terry.
I was just going to say that, but it's tough with a left-handed hitter.
True. But you know you get
it
down.
But we've seen it before.
You get it down.
We've seen it before.
You're going to score.
Yep. Lemon, wide open batting stance. Here's the pitch from De La Cruz, and it's outside for ball one. We are in the top of the sixth inning. The game tied at five. Hillsboro batting, a runner at third base, one down. And Lemon representing the top of the batting order at the plate. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Caden. And he takes a called strike, and it's 1-1. Griffin King waiting on deck for the Toppers. Boy, Wellman really hit that ball hard down the third base line just a few moments ago. And now a ball into the dirt, back to the screen, and the Toppers are going to take the lead. Wellman comes home. And that makes it a 6-5 lead for the Hilltoppers. Count goes to 2-1. The ball got by the catcher. 2-1 the count on Caden Lemon. And Hillsboro now with a 6-5 lead. So Wellman not only drove in the tying runs, he has given the Toppers the lead by scoring from third base. Next pitch is up high, and it's 3-1 on Caden Lemon. De La Cruz from the full windup with a 3-1 count on Caden Lemon. Here comes the pitch from Andrew, and that is a called strike, and the count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the payoff pitch. And it's ball four. So a one-out walk. puts a runner at first base, and Griffin King will be the batter. Griffin has struck out, flown out, doubled, and scored. He bats with Lemon at first base and one down. Hillsboro now leading 6-5 here in the top of the sixth inning. De La Cruz from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball one. This is high school baseball. There's a long way to go in this game yet.
Well, last innings always.
Last innings can be wild and woolly. Yeah. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's down low, and it's 2-0. We've seen these things too many times, Carl.
Seen them big rallies with two outs, two strikes, and they just keep coming.
And here's a pop-up.
Oh,
out into center field, and the center fielder slipped, and it drops in for a base hit, and the runner is going to head to third base. Lemon is in there safely. The ball gets away. He's going to try to score. Here's a play at the plate. No, they've got him caught between home and third, and now they got the runner between shortstop and third caught. The other runner at third is going to try to score. Here comes Lemon to the plate. The throw there taken by Stokamp. He'll run the runner back to third, and now Lemon is tagged out.
Well, they get
down to third base, and it's a double play.
Holy cow, Terry.
Wow, running yourself out of the inning. Wow.
And it looked like they were going to get back to second, but then the runner at third decided to head home.
My goodness.
Well, let's see. I want to hear that in the box score.
Well.
The wrap-up.
We're just going to call it a double play.
Double play.
Okay.
With a few assists.
With a few assists, a lot of assists in there. In the inning, though, the Hilltoppers come up with three runs with the help of a couple of hits, a sacrifice. Nobody stranded after the double play, wiped the base runners out. We go to the home half of the sixth inning. It's Hillsboro 6, Litchfield 5. Back with more baseball in just a moment. We go to the home half of the sixth inning, Hillsboro 6, Litchfield 5. And a new pitcher for the Hilltoppers, Alex Schreiber, comes in from center field. He'll take over the pitching duties. He's a right-hander. And he will face Jacob Stokamp, Nick Brosh, and Jake Jurgena. Bottom three in the Purple Panther batting order. So here we go. Stokamp steps in. He's a strikeout victim back in the first, singled in the third. And he's the first man to face Alex Schreiber here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And he fouls the first pitch back for strike one.
Well, Landon Carroll stands to be the winner in this ball game. He had three strikeouts, four walks in this game, and allowed five runs.
Here's the next pitch from Schreiber. There's a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Well, Landon threw a lot of pitches today.
90 pitches for the game. So he was pretty much probably getting gassed. It looked like that at the last inning.
And the next pitch by Schreiber just misses off the plate, and it's one ball, two strikes. Nick Brosh, the DH, waiting on deck for Litchfield. Panthers trailing by a run now, 6-5. Next pitch, check swing, and a called strike three. One down in the inning as Stokamp is retired via the strikeout. And Brosh will step to the plate. He's 0-2 on the day. One down, nobody on. Litchfield trailing 6-5 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Schreiber, the new Hilltopper pitcher, delivers, and that one just misses, and it's ball one. Jake Jurgena waiting on deck for the Purple Panthers of Litchfield. Here's the next delivery. There's a called strike, and it's 1-1. Litchfield versus Hillsboro. I mean, this is pretty much what we expect.
Have quite a few good ones over the years.
Yes, we have. There's a swing and a miss. And a pitch that was up high in the zone or out of the zone. And Brosh behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. And here's the 1-2 pitch from Schreiber. Brosh reaches out and fouls it down the first baseline. And we'll do it again. Well, we may have to talk to Bob Allen about how that play was scored when they picked off those guys. I don't even want to think about it.
He probably wouldn't want to talk about it either.
Yeah, I don't think he would either. Here's the pitch. Brosh fouls it back. And the count remains 1-2.
And although Litchfield got the 2 outs, I don't think they exactly handled it the way you're supposed to either.
No.
But success was theirs.
One and two the count. Here's the pitch. Up high. And it's 2-2.
Honestly, I think the Hillsboro runners just gave up because they were tired.
Moving back and forth.
Back and forth 10 times.
Brosh fouls this one back it out of play. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hillsboro leads Litchfield 6-5. Litchfield with 1 out, nobody on. 2-2 the count on Nick Brosh, the designated hitter. Here's the pitch from Schreiber, and a swing and a miss by Nick. He's down on strike. That's 2 down in the inning.
So Schreiber, 2 strikeouts in relief. First 2 he faced.
And the batter is Jake Jurgena. Jake walked and struck out. And he bats with 2 down and nobody on. Here's the pitch from Schreiber. Up high, 1.
Go back a couple of innings ago, Litchfield came with a quick run after getting the first 2 out with a single and a double.
Next
or
pitch.
A double and a single, I think it was that way.
It is a called strike and it's 1-1. Yeah, I think you're right.
If I recall, a single, he just kind of laid the bat out there and poked it in the center field.
Here's the 1-1 pitch to Jurgena, and he swings and misses. 1-2. And Alex Schreiber is threatening to strike out the side here in the bottom of the sixth inning. He's ahead in the count, 1-2. Here comes the pitch to Jurgena. Just misses off the plate, and it's 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Jurgena, the number 9 hitter for Litchfield, awaits the 2-2 pitch. Called strike 3. The Purple Panthers go in order in the bottom of the sixth inning. So we go to the top of the seventh inning. Your score, Hillsboro 6, Litchfield 5. Back with the seventh in just a moment. We're going to the top of the seventh inning. Hillsboro leads Litchfield 6-5. And the Toppers will have Alex Schreiber up to lead it off. He'll be followed by Christian Hernandez and then Landon Carroll as Andrew De La Cruz returns to his work on the mound. And the first pitch is a called strike to Schreiber, 0-1. Alex on the day has flown out to center, singled, reached on an error. We will have our Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game at the conclusion of the contest today. Next pitch, Schreiber fouls it back and out of play. Our play of the game brought to you by Diamonds and Dogs, the best double play combination in town. Talk to Kathy for in-store jewelry repair. And if you're wanting to help out man's best friend, talk to Dennis about the Purina Pro Plan. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Alex Schreiber. That one misses outside, and it's 1-2. Skies have darkened up a little bit more, Carl.
We got a little earlier start today for this ball game, which might turn into being huge. Getting us through.
Here's a high fly ball ripped into right center field. This one may go all the way to the fence, and it does. Schreiber's down to second base. He's heading for third, and he's going to be in there with a stand-up triple.
No hesitation on his part, and that made getting to third easy.
Seventh hit of the day for Hillsboro. A leadoff triple for Schreiber, and boy, does that give you a bunch of options now. With a 1-run lead in the top of the seventh, a runner at third and nobody out. Christian Hernandez, the batter, he's 0-2 with a walk today. He's your cleanup guy. A fly ball could score a run, a base hit, ground ball. All sorts of things. Here's the pitch to Hernandez and a called strike to Christian. 0-1.
The wild pitch, the pass ball. We've had a couple of them.
I don't expect him to bunt. He's the cleanup hitter, but it's happened before. 0-1 the count to Hernandez. De La Cruz To the stretch, here's the pitch. Nice block by Jurgen as the pitch was down low into the dirt, and it's one ball, one strike. Toppers are leading 6-5, batting in the top of the seventh. A runner at third and nobody out. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Hernandez, and he skies this one, and it's going to drift out of play. It does, right over the Hilltopper dugout, or the Litchfield dugout. One ball, two strikes on Christian Hernandez. Landon Carroll waiting on deck for the toppers. That one had people scrambling over there.
Probably knocked all the dust loose out of the shed.
Possible.
Dugout.
Possible. One ball, two strikes on Hernandez. He steps back in. De La Cruz gets his sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. We have podcasts of all of our high school sporting events available to you on our website, WSMIRadio.com. This one will be up on the website tomorrow morning. 2-2 the count to Christian Hernandez. Here's the pitch. Hernandez fouls this one, or pops it up on the right side. And the second baseman in foul territory makes the catch while falling down. And now the run from third scores. So a sacrifice fly.
One of the shortest you'll see.
That's right.
Just past the infield. Once he went down, he couldn't make a good throw, though.
And the runner scored from third, so Schreiber comes home with the 7th run of the ball game. So Hernandez with an RBI on the play. One down. And that makes it a 7-5 lead for Hillsboro. That will be the shortest sacrifice fly you'll probably ever see. And Landon Carroll is the batter. Here's a pitch from De La Cruz. Carroll hits it right back up the middle. A big hop off the mound to the shortstop. The throw is low and gets away from the first baseman. And down to second base goes Landon Carroll, and he slides in belly first. The ball gets away and rolls into left field, but no further advance by Landon Carroll. So how are we going to score that one, Carl?
Boy, I tell you. Well, I mean, truthfully, the play should have been made at first.
Yeah.
The throw, it was there, but I thought. In the dirt, so.
And the ball was hit to
the shortstop.
Shortstop, right.
Yeah. Off the pitcher.
Yeah.
Or off, was it off the pitcher at all?
Off
or
the mound.
Might have just been off the mound.
Yeah.
Hit it funny. We got a nice true hop to him.
So there's a runner at second base with one out. Hillsboro leading 7-5. E6 on the play. That's the 4th error of the day for Litchfield. The batter is going to be Jordan Gregg. Gregg reached on a catcher's interference back in the 2nd and scored. Struck out in the 4th. Singled and scored in the 6th. Toppers have a 2-run lead as they bat here in the top of the 7th. Runner at 2nd and 1 down. Here's the pitch. Called strike to Jordan Gregg. Toppers trail for most of this ball game. 1 strike to count on Gregg. De La Cruz checks and delivers. And this pitch foul back and out of play. And it's 0-2. Who will the Purple Panthers have up in the bottom of the 7th inning? Take a guess.
3-4-5?
1-2-3.
1-2-3. Well, when you need 2 runs, I guess you better have the leadoff man start off.
Yep. 2 strikes to the count on Jordan Gregg. Check on the runner at 2nd, the pitch, and Gregg pops it up. Out to the shortstop, Tanner Odell, who makes the catch. And Gregg is retired for the 2nd out of the inning. And Dalton Deming will come to the plate. Deming, on the day, has doubled, struck out, reached on an error and scored. A runner at 2nd and 2 down now for the Hilltoppers. Hillsboro leading 7-5, batting here in the top of the 7th inning. Deming steps in from the right side. Pretty good lead by the runner at second, and now De La Cruz going to step off. As the second baseman, Jeremy Frazier, was trying to hold him close. And Carroll was not having anything of it. Here's the pitch. And the pitch is outside for ball one to Deming. This has been an interesting game today. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Called strike. One ball, one strike.
A few misplays might end up being the difference, obviously. The inning before where Litchfield could have had two outs instead of two runners on.
Yeah. Baseball's a difficult sport. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a pitch down into the dirt. And it's one ball, two strikes. So De La Cruz and the Purple Panthers one strike away from getting out of this top of the seventh and getting their guys back to the plate in the bottom of the seventh. 1-2 the count to Deming. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball into right field. Out to Frericks, and he makes the catch. And the inning is over. One run on one hit, an error, a base runner left stranded. The Toppers have stranded five on the day. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Hillsboro 7 and Litchfield 5. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Hillsboro 7, Litchfield 5. Litchfield has the top of the batting order due up. Tanner Odell, Chase Lauderdale, and Andrew De La Cruz. If anybody gets on, Billy Beckham. Alex Schreiber in relief of Landon Carroll, facing his second inning of work, faces Tanner Odell, who steps in from the right side. The pitch from Schreiber is outside for ball one. Well, at this point, Purple Panthers need a base runner to at least get the tying run to the plate. And here's a pitch to Odell, a swing and a miss, and it's one ball, one strike. Tanner singled and scored in the first, walked in the second, flew out in the fourth. The guys the Panthers won at the plate are up this inning. Here's a swing and a miss, and it's one ball, two strikes. Top of the order here in the bottom of the seventh for Litchfield. 1-2 the count. Schreiber winds and fires. Ball two is up high, and it's 2-2. Look at the amount of hitting room in right center field. Ball three is up high. And he wouldn't do it, would he?
Big hole there.
He wouldn't walk the leadoff guy, now would he?
You wouldn't think. Wouldn't think he'd want to, that's for sure.
Here's the 3-2 pitch and a fly ball into short center. This may drop, and it drops for a base hit. So Tanner Odell with a base knock. His second hit of the day, the sixth hit of the day for the Purple Panthers, and the tying run will come to the plate for Litchfield.
Basically, that hit was due to the big hole, Terry.
Yep.
If infielders are playing straight away, they can get back there and make that play.
Here's Chase Lauderdale. Chase is a senior. He singled and scored in the first, grounded out in the second, struck out in the fourth. Steps in from the right side. He represents the tying run. Litchfield trailing 7-5 as they bat here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Schreiber from the stretch. The pitch is outside for ball one. One and oh, they count on Chase Lauderdale. Schreiber checks the runner. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike, and it's 1-1. Odell led off the inning with a base hit into center. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That misses. And it's 2-1 to Chase Lauderdale. De La Cruz waiting on deck. He's already got a couple of RBIs on the day. Schreiber delivers, and it's foul back and out of play. And that evens up the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schreiber in relief of Landon Carroll for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Hillsboro leading 7-5, bottom of the seventh, Litchfield batting, runner at first and nobody out. A 2-2 count to Chase Lauderdale. Here's the pitch. Ball three is down low, and a good scoop that time by the Hillsboro catcher, Christian Hernandez. So here's a big pitch in this ball game right here. Three balls, two strikes to Lauderdale. Schreiber delivers, and there's a swing and a miss, and Chase is down on strikes. So one down in the inning for Litchfield, and the batter is Andrew De La Cruz. He tripled home two runs in the first, struck out in the second, flew out to left in the fifth. He bats with a runner at first and one down. Litchfield trailing 7-5 here in the bottom of the seventh. Left-handed hitter. The pitch is down into the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and down to second base goes Tanner Odell.
Takes that double play out.
Yep. 1-0 the count to Andrew De La Cruz. Hillsboro has to realize that run at second doesn't mean anything
right
now. But De La Cruz wants to put the ball in play and get him around home and at least get himself on base. He's got some speed. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Andrew takes ball two up high, and it's 2-0. Billy Beckham waiting on deck.
It's the power part of the lineup.
Mm-hmm. Beckham, the cleanup hitter, 0 for 3 on the day. It does have an RBI. De La Cruz swings and misses. And it's 2-1. So Odell's out at second base with one down. 2-1 the count to Andrew De La Cruz. Schreiber to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Andrew pops it up. Left side near the fence, and it's out of play. Two balls, two strikes the count. Been a dandy ball game this afternoon. Glad you tuned in here on FM 106.1. You can always check our broadcast schedule by going to our website, WSMIRadio.com. County Baseball Tournament tomorrow from Hillsboro. Championship game at noon here on FM 106.1. Tune to the count. De La Cruz, he digs in. Schreiber gets the sign, checks the runner at second. The 2-2 pitch, foul, back it out of play. We've got a heck of a battle going on here in the seventh inning. Billy Beckham patiently waiting on deck for the Purple Panthers. Schreiber looks in for the sign. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Foul back to the screen.
Schreiber, every out recorded so far is by the strikeout.
Yeah.
Four of them.
Two balls, two strikes. On the number three hitter in the Litchfield lineup, Andrew De La Cruz. He steps back in and awaits the 2-2 pitch from Alex Schreiber. Here it comes, and a fly ball. Left side, a play for the third baseman in foul territory, and the catch is made by Dylan McCamick. And that's two down in the inning. And Billy Beckham will come to the plate. So the Hilltoppers are one out away from the win. But the Purple Panthers have Billy Beckham coming to the plate. He's already driven in a run today on a ground out. He represents the tying run. Two outs, a runner at second base, and Beckham steps in. Billy was the starting pitcher for Litchfield today. Batting here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Schreiber looks in, checks the runner. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. These two teams will meet tomorrow in one of the semis of the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. Here's the breaking pitch that drops in for a called strike two. And now the Hilltoppers are one strike away from the win. Beckham has to protect the plate. 0-2 the count on Billy. Alex Schreiber looks in for the sign. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Called strike three! A fastball at the knees, and that ends the ball game. And the Hillsboro Hilltoppers come from behind this afternoon to beat the Litchfield Purple Panthers by the final of 7-5.